You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So
that happens.
Welcome to Two Funny Mamas, everybody. I'm Sherry Shepherd.
And I'm Kim Whitley.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You got all, I see you got all of the Christmas decorations behind us.
That's
on
right.
Thanksgiving.
That's right. Because this is a holiday, so I've lit us a fire.
See, Andre!
Andre is right there.
Come on, I didn't know he was right there. I think you're getting older because you're hearing. You can't take me being loud. That's a sign of getting older, and I'm really concerned.
No, but you yelling at people. Hey,
no, you sound like my auntie. Come on, Andre. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're celebrating Thanksgiving and with everybody. I'm so excited. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Y'all now, watching the game today. What y'all doing? The Macy's
y'all
Parade.
Ain't cook nothing.
Okay.
You didn't have to tell everybody.
All right, good.
I'm gonna act like I cooked something.
You know, guess what?
I ordered. Delicious. I was in there eating some food.
Now, this is what I want to say, because practically, y'all know good and well, today is actually the day we shot is not on Thanksgiving.
Why would you tell them?
Because we're talking about what your plans are for Thanksgiving. So we don't want to.
How do you know we are that? You're gonna make you talk. You told.
We have a relatively sophisticated crowd, so. We're saying happy Thanksgiving because we're airing on Thanksgiving, but there's things that I want to talk about that are going to happen for Thanksgiving. You understand?
Okay. All right.
Like you guys are going to have pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm not even going to be here.
Pumpkin pie, don't say that. This is what podcast you think you want? Joe Rogan Experience?
Did he say pumpkin pie?
Yes, he did. You know, good.
Black people don't eat pumpkin pie, Chris.
This is.
Oh, my bad.
I ain't never had pumpkin pie.
Wait a minute. I like pumpkin pie, though.
I eat pumpkin bread. But I don't do no pumpkin pie. Let me tell you the difference.
I've had pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, I've had pumpkin seeds too. I don't know where the divide has come with white people and black people with pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie.
I'm gonna give you some sweet potato pie.
Go on now.
Okay, that's not on Thanksgiving Day. Can we with the innuendos?
Were pumpkins more expensive than sweet potatoes?
Probably. That's probably something.
Sweet All right. potatoes. This isn't fun anymore. No.
Somebody
I'm depressed.
Doing all historical seasons. The black man couldn't afford pumpkins. And that's why we had to get sweet potatoes. Because it's a root. And we just dug it out the dirt.
Chris is like, this is not what I signed on for. I thought this was going to be fun. I want our listeners and our viewers, if you know that why we are so much more into sweet potatoes than white people who do pumpkin pie, let us know if there's some origins to this. Because it all goes back to slavery, I bet you. It really
does. Because we got to dig stuff out the ground. So.
That's why we have Chris. Look, because like, have you ever had ham hocks in your greens?
Obviously. All the time.
Oh, he don't even know what I'm talking about. Look at Chris.
I ain't had no greens.
What is a ham hock?
Chris, you're too long.
Hey, Chris, I got a ham hock.
Oh, no.
With the innuendos again on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, big jowl guy over here.
Chris don't know what greens and ham hocks.
Chris, have you ever had pig's feet?
Sure.
Look at that. Sure.
If you haven't, you're going to have some when Kim get there. Are you going to cook some? You cook some.
No. That was funny.
I trying to say my feet are like pigs.
Andre, high five, because that was quick and that was funny. Since you want to talk about sweet potatoes.
Keep talking, Andre. We're going to talk about
your eggplant.
I love what you said.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving. So, Chris, there's some stuff that we had, like chitlins, pig's feet, which chitlins they were selling in Bloomingdale's. They sold out, by the way.
Chitlins in Bloomingdale's?
Yes, girl, you could order them online. They sold out. Can I tell you? They had in that little restaurant, chitlins. Go figure. Appropriation is real. So anyway.
Oh, man.
I know Chris is like, this is so not fun. So anyway, Chris, literally, because in slavery times, we were not allowed slaves. Like I'm saying, like I was back there, yeah. Didn't get the choice meat. So they gave everything the overflow, the stuff that the they didn't eat.
They threw everything from the pig out.
Out. So we took it. So it was chitlins and pig's feet, pig's tongue. I don't know what toenail.
Snout. Kneecaps.
Okay, didn't know they about the pig's kneecap. But still to this day, tail, pork rinds, to this day,
Rocky Mountain oysters.
You know, black people, we season it up. What did you say?
Something dumb.
Oh, Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah. Is that the pig or the cow, Chris?
The Rocky Mountain oysters would be sheep testicles, I believe.
Thanks, Andre. That's disgusting.
Hey, I got an answer for you.
Andre talking about his own testicles.
Oysters. From the Washington Post.
Oyster. All right, we got to remember.
Here.
Oh, holy night.
This is not Christmas. Okay. This is Thanksgiving when a man came and took the Native Americans' land. This is when they were celebrating. That's what Thanksgiving is about. This ain't no holy nothing. This is when the Mayflower and them people with the big black hats they came on, they cut, grabbed a turkey, told the Native Americans to go somewhere and we're gonna celebrate. So don't be talking bringing in the holiness.
Can we get a little bit of the aggressiveness out of Happy Thanksgiving? We weren't gonna go there, but
sorry. You know. Sorry, Chris, for talking about your ancestors.
And I just want you to know, Chris, if you're thinking about a future with this girl, you're going to get this periodically.
Yeah, it's just baked. It's baked in.
Basically, you're celebrating the Holocaust of Native Americans.
I mean, good grief.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Mm. Oh, okay, Lord. We might as well there end the podcast. Go, oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Where do we go from there?
Jesus. How about a Gucci premiere?
Andre.
It was so wonderful when we started.
Okay, let's start again.
Now we got to get Militant Melvin out the room.
Yeah, Militant Melvin.
This is what they don't want to teach us.
No! Okay.
This is the real history.
But this is our podcast.
First of all, we don't want to offend anybody.
Which we've already done.
So let's do our apology tour right now.
Yeah, now we're going to be the Funny Mamas Apologize. This is a podcast where we're entertaining people.
Right.
This is not a militant podcast, which you need to go start.
How to become militant? It's just knowledge. Okay,
all right. We're not trying to drop knowledge. We just want to make people smile. Okay. There we go.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yeah.
Are we going to start again?
We're just ignoring.
I should have never brought slavery and chitlins into it. Yeah. I opened up the door. That was my fault because I opened up Pandora's box. It's friggin' Andre heard chitlins, pig tongues, and he just went crazy.
I followed your lead.
Yeah, you follow me, so I apologize.
Do you all have...
You know what? What you say, Chris? What is Thanksgiving?
No, go ahead.
What is Thanksgiving?
No, you two are the ones that matters. You three. So Thanksgiving traditions. You two anymore? Is it different than when you were growing up? How do you guys get after it on Thanksgiving?
Yes. I'm going to tell you it's different.
First of all, I'd like to... This is what I'd like to do. Let's educate. Alexa.
Oh, no.
What is Thanksgiving? Chris gets...
Oh, Dexter's mad.
Hey,
Dexter, I don't want you to know.
Forget it.
Okay, this is the loudest, littlest guard dog I've ever seen in my life.
What is he growling at?
She's growling at
somebody in the backyard.
It's something crawling. Come on.
I'll tell you what, I was nervous. I was nervous when Kim got a dog or said she was going to get a dog. I was like, that's a lot of chaos.
Oh, no, she's getting one. She's going to get an Italian Mastiff. She's getting a Conte Corso. I've tried to talk her out of getting a Conte Corso. She's adamant because, you know, Kim might as well be a Taurus. She gets stubborn. She gets adamant. That's usually me. No matter what I said to her, she was like, oh, really? Really? But she's still going to get that dog. Kim feels like Andre has taught Kim into thinking she needs a guard dog. Kim is never alone. If you come by Kim's, if you're trying to stake out Kim's house, you're going to be like, people are coming in and out of this girl's
house. There's too many.
24/7.
There's too many people to have a real guard dog. Yeah.
Kim is never alone. So Andre didn't talk to her into this idea of having a guard dog when she's always having people over.
But that's why she needs a guard dog, so the people won't be here.
So that, no, okay, that's Andre's agenda. Andre's trying to isolate Kim and get all of the people out the house.
Yes, he is.
But he won't be honest about he got the agenda. Now you're talking Kim into getting this guard dog that she don't need.
No, she does need.
Why?
Because she's here. And she's
not by herself.
I am a fifth degree black belt, though.
Kim takes a man and knocks him up against the wall. Kim is never by herself. Very rarely is Kim by herself.
Very rarely.
So
Kim doesn't know he's here.
Exactly. So you tell her that she needs a guard dog?
Yeah, because the dog will let her know, hey, somebody just came in that back door.
Only the people that only come through the back door are people you know. That's it. But anyway, Kim is going to get this guard dog.
That's why Andre is really protective of us, because yes. Joshua has been giving Andre a hard time.
So you're going to get a guard dog?
No, because Joshua says to Joshua, why are you so mean to Andre? He said, because he likes you. That's what Joshua says.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow.
Andre, you done stepped in it now.
Yep.
You have let your feelings be known. Yep. And Joshua caught on to it. And now he knows you like his mama.
Yep.
You in for it. He ain't gonna never listen to you.
Oh, I didn't finish the sentence.
What?
And he said, and he likes Cher.
Oh!
Yeah, oh, wow. Joshua's really got a radar for this kind of
now
thing,
you
huh?
I don't know why Joshua's so violent towards you, Andre. Oh, my gosh! I don't even know what to say! Damn! I thought you was an actor. You can't control your emotions. Damn. That a doggone 10-year-old picked up on me?
I mean,
oh, this is ridiculous.
I guess Jeffrey just don't give a damn.
He don't. Jeffrey already told me I don't want no other daddy.
Oh, wow. He did say that.
Oh, he said, I don't want a daddy. He said, I don't want a daddy. And if you bring a boyfriend in here, I'm gonna do something. I don't know what, but I'm gonna do something. I couldn't even post it. I was like, that's dangerous.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Son look like a grown man.
Well, at least he knows that you have the possibility of bringing somebody in. Joshua ain't never said nothing. I think Joshua
well,
was like,
now.
When you gonna bring somebody in?
I know more. Because he sees Andre. He said, if Andre comes in here and aligns with my mama, that's a clear threat to the way I live my life.
I live my life.
He's like,
called structure.
Video game time is drastically cut.
Yeah, he's like, all this stuff about to go.
And I'm about to say, you know what, it might be a good little situation because Andre will let Chris come over. But I still got the structure because Chris
wait a second.
Andre ain't gonna let Chris stay all night though.
Andre.
Andre not gonna
what
let
time Chris gotta leave, Andre?
A little past when the lights come on.
Dude, when I tell you, Andre, don't be liking Andre. People coming over to this house.
Lord have mercy.
He gets so protective of Kim. My God.
Kim?
Yeah, I don't have people in my house.
No, well.
Andre never has to do it. You know what Andre does when he comes to my house? He sits on the couch and he goes to sleep. Because there's no, and he eats. There's nobody at the house but me, Jeffrey, and Andre.
Is
maybe
that true,
eating.
Andre.
Andre, yeah. You don't test that pole out in Sherry's room?
You know he did. I got a pole in my room, everybody.
I'm gonna post a video.
Andre was sliding on that pole and couldn't breathe.
I've never seen you use the pole. You just have it there for decorations.
Because you're never supposed to see me
use the
pole.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Andre, come upstairs
and watch me on this pole.
Watch me on this pole.
You never.
I bit my tongue on that one. That was a perfect setup.
Yeah. You never get rid of Andre. Andre, be coming
let's
over.
Some Andre.
I'm coming to walk the dog.
I love it that Joshua has found out that Andre has feelings.
Yes.
And now, you know what? You are
I've
now your enemy. No, but now he senses something, Andre. Joshua has made you enemy number one.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. What Joshua told me.
What did he say?
He said, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast.
Well, we'll cut it out.
Said,
it's too bad.
He said, Mommy, is it normal?
After he's close to the door.
Is it normal for Andre to be sniffing your underwear?
Oh!
Damn
mama
it, Kim.
Podcast.
I am not a drawsmith.
And Andre's mom was like, I thought I had to beat that out that boy. I thought I got that boy when he was three, and I caught him seven. I thought I beat that out that boy. He back to them shenanigans.
Okay. I did put your bra on my head.
Okay, I can get some water.
You are enemy number one with Joshua. I don't know if you can regain that place of friendship again. With Joshua, now that he knows you like his mother.
That threw me off. Hey, Chris.
We got a little problem.
That was a lot.
Chris, I need some help, bro.
No.
Hey, Chris, just,
you need to find some other woman's panties. What you need to find.
I didn't really. Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Your volume is very low.
We can't hear you, Chris.
Oh, that's because I had him turned down.
Oh, shit.
So we've been this whole podcast. We're like, is Chris talking?
Can you hear me? How's this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had the volume down.
But you can't turn it all the way up because it does feedback. So you can't turn it up.
Got it.
That's because Chris got up on the mic.
Okay.
I had you down, Chris, all this time, and I didn't know what you were saying the whole time.
So, Chris, here we go. What were you saying?
I was just saying I didn't really care for the structure that Andre was putting into my schedule. So I just let you sit in it.
Oh!
We got to have structure over at the Whitley home.
That was good.
I do like that Kim has basically set up a you know how in a baseball game you've got pitchers in the bullpen. Andre, yes. She's loading up her schedule. She's like, all right, I use this guy for this. This guy handles this. This dude comes by for this. She's stocking her fridge.
You've nailed Kim Whitley to a T.
Damn, he got me.
You know what? Kim might get jealous if Chris comes because we're gonna be working out and training.
Yeah.
Who gonna be working out and who's gonna be training?
Me and Chris. He's a fighter.
Andre.
He's a fighter.
Andre.
We're gonna be working out.
Andre. Stop.
Grappling and Andre, punching and kicking.
Andre.
What?
You grabbed your stomach the other day and shook it.
we can
come back.
That probably that's a discussion that needs to be revisited, like at a different time, not on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because here we go.
You got to cut loose.
Because I don't know now because I asked Andre if he wanted to come over to the house. I'm not going to be in town for Thanksgiving, but I have a woman who's a Jamaican woman. She's making oxtails, greens, rice and peas, mac and cheese, yams, cornbread.
You heard that. You saw me put my order in.
Well, that's funny because you ain't going to get that in Hawaii. No. So she's making all of that, and that's just going to be sitting there waiting. My assistant is staying home with Ashley because Ashley's sick. And so she's going to be home, and Jeffrey's going to be home, and his dad's going to take him. So I just ordered a whole bunch of Thanksgiving food. So
where did you get her from?
I'll give you her number. She's a Jamaican lady. So,
but where'd you get her from?
Oh, my girlfriend Yusefa, Earlene's friend.
So you know you had her food before?
Yeah. Remember, she makes plates of food, and you can go by and get a plate of food.
From where?
She lives right in North Hollywood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sometimes I'll go buy a plate of food from her.
Didn't say nothing to me.
Because you lost 30 pounds on WW.
But oxtails are protein.
Oh, oxtails is a bomb. Like, we're not even doing turkey. I'm not getting turkey. I'm doing oxtails. And she's making jerk chicken.
What is an oxtail?
The tail of an ox.
Forget it. Can I make an order of oxtails and tell her to put it up for me?
Yeah.
Freezer?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will defrost it when I come home.
I love oxtails. Curry goat and oxtails is what I like.
Are you going to remember to give me her number or call her and tell her with your order, just put a side of oxtails on me?
I will tell her that.
Okay.
And then I will pass her number on to you.
Okay.
So when Andre comes over.
Andre, get salmon. I don't need no oxtails.
On Thanksgiving? Okay. Get my oxtails.
So now I'm going to have to tell her to make some salmon. Okay.
So you've got Thanksgiving getting catered this year.
Yeah, I won't be there, but this is really. I really ordered this for Andre and Jeffrey.
Right.
So where are you going to be?
I just gave Andre breakfast in bed. What you talking about?
Oh, wow. I can't.
Did I not sit there and lie?
Yeah, once you stopped snoring, rolled over and got
it. You can't be walking into it. You can't let Andre go. You'll be walking into it. So, what are your plans for Thanksgiving, Kim?
I am doing a different Thanksgiving. Usually, I go to Cleveland every year for thousands, ever since I've lived out here.
Yeah.
When I had a man. Maybe I went to his parents one time when I had a fiance. I did 100 years ago. but I am going to Hawaii.
Wow.
For Thanksgiving, because my brother and his new wife invited the whole
this
family.
This is Kyle.
Kyle, right mm-hmm. when they got married. She has a timeshare, thousands of them, obviously, down there in or over in Hawaii. And she said, we're taking our whole family, which is her twin sister, and she got five sisters. Mm. She said, and their families are going to Hawaii, and we're inviting your family, your dad, and everybody to Hawaii. We have, timeshares and rooms for everybody.
So your whole family is going to?
No. My father doesn't want to fly that far.
Aww.
So Scott and them are going to stay in Cleveland.
To be with him.
And have Thanksgiving. I said, Daddy, I just came to Cleveland. I was just there. So I'm going to spend Christmas in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did not have a child, I would be in Cleveland for Thanksgiving. But I said at 8 years old, I was going to start traveling
with
Joshua and not just to Cleveland or my gigs,
yes.
to actually make some memories and take him internationally, even though Hawaii is not international, but to bigger places. And the pandemic hit because I missed at eight, I was doing it. And then spring break came and I missed it. Then the pandemic came. And so I am 2 years behind, but going to Hawaii.
Did you ask Joshua if he wants to go? Because can I tell you the conversation we had?
What do you mean?
Because I know you're taking him traveling. Andre, Joshua came in. First of all, I was fixing my bra, and then I turned around and Joshua was right there.
This is the second time I've seen you. Like,
I was not playing. I was fixing my bra. The point is every time I'm doing something, Joshua, he don't tell you he behind you. He don't say nothing until you go, oh, my gosh. So anyway,
he's a creeper.
He's not a creeper. He's not.
Says the panty sniffer.
Well, ain't that the panty calling the creeper black? So Joshua, I said, hey, kiddo, are you excited about going to Hawaii? And he goes, you know how calm Joshua is. He goes, I don't think I'm going. And I said, why? He said, because I don't have my COVID test and I'm not going to get it in time. And I said, what? And he says, I'm supposed to go today, like around 1:30, but I don't think it's going to happen. And I said, Joshua, I think it's going to work out. He said, no, I don't think it's going to work out. I don't think I'm going to go. So I ask you again, did you ask Joshua if he wants to go to Hawaii?
Let me tell you something.
Who is holding him back here?
He going to have his little aunt on his How much does this ticket cost?
Is there some girl that he likes that he doesn't want to? Because he was like, it's not going to happen.
Oh, he's going to be on that plane.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Right. If I got to put him in the suitcase, he's going to be on that plane.
Well, I'm hoping
the phone is going, he's going.
But what is it? Right. Hawaii has these strict COVID rules.
Yeah.
They not playing. I got to go pay $160 for his test. It's an NAAT test. No, they don't want none of the tests that you say. And it has to be at a particular place, a place.
Wow.
We had to go find this place. I called the urgent care. They were like, oh, you going to Hawaii? They said, nope, we don't do it.
Well, do you have to get the same kind of test?
No, this is what I thought. So I was ready to pay all that money for all of us.
Yes.
But I read it said a vaccine.
Yes.
Or COVID test within 72 hours.
Oh, okay. So you have both. You have the vaccination
mm-hmm.
and you have the COVID test.
No, I don't have a COVID test.
I mean, you're going to get, but you have the vaccination. You have the vaccine.
But I got to find my card. They want the actual card.
Oh, you can't show.
Nope.
You can't lose that card, Kim.
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in my drawers.
Can I just say? Well, if it's in your drawers, Andre knows where it is.
Right.
Yeah, Andre knows that.
You know, I do.
If it's stuck in your drawers, he
at least knows what it smells like.
Yeah, at least he knows what the vaccine card smells like.
See, you all know how your fans are. They're going to be taking you serious.
Because they're going to be like, well, shoot, let me send Andre some of my
your eyes.
And let me tell y'all, ladies, he couldn't even look at the camera when he said, I don't sniff panties. This was Andre. Looking at the floor. I don't sniff panties. Can't even look in the camera.
I don't sniff panties.
Have you ever sniffed a panty?
No.
You lying,
okay, Chris, have you ever sniffed a panty?
No.
Okay, y'all both.
So y'all gonna tell me you ain't never picked up your drawers and sniffed them to see if they was clean.
I don't wear panties. That's them drawers.
Thank you. Yeah. You didn't say boxer briefs.
That's right. I hope you ain't talking to Joshua like that. Joshua, get your panties. Your language, girl. No, they don't sniff. They don't wear panties.
Okay.
But they have sniffed their underwear.
Now, even when you're dating someone, like, the thought to grab their dirty underwear off the floor and go, no thanks.
And let me tell you, I know you didn't date it, Chris, because you did that too good. You did it too good. You did it when you was 11 and stopped lying.
I'm reenacting.
Now, Chris, notice the example they gave.
What's that?
We don't sniff our draw, but they knew exactly. Y'all sniff your own panties, don't you? See if they clean.
Yeah. Oh, I sniff my drawers. Absolutely. My panties, yeah. Absolutely.
What? To start your day or like when?
Let me get this. I don't sniff to see if I'm gonna wear them again. Like sometimes when you pack, I try to keep everything separate.
I said the suitcase,
like
in a bag.
But sometimes you go, okay, which one is clean? Because I don't have to wash this again. Okay, this is really good. This should be a night. You know what? I'm not even gonna go into. This should have been a nighttime funny moment.
Hey, let me tell you something.
This is on Thanksgiving.
We're just trying to see if our laundry within the suitcase. You just check it real quick.
Can we stop right there? Because I actually do have some reasons why I would, but this should be a nighttime.
I was going to say I do it too because I got to see what's going on.
People gathered around the living room with their family on Thanksgiving.
This mamas on Thanksgiving, y'all. Yeah, like, come on, Grandma Mary. Come on,
this is what's so crazy. I remember on Christmas, my whole family was gathered in Cleveland.
Okay.
And I remember putting my mom in front of the computer like this. Everybody got their plates in my eye like this. And everybody came in the room. We all had our food and stuff. And I taped my mother watching Two Girls in a Cup.
Oh, no, you did it.
What is wrong with you?
You did that on Thanksgiving?
On Christmas.
Oh,
not even Thanksgiving, yep.
Oh, kid.
Kim?
Listeners, I'm going to explain that to Funny Mamas After Dark. We are not going to talk about this on Thanksgiving because it's so daggone disgusting what Kim just talked about. But it's a really funny discussion to After Dark. That's
what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Yeah, because he didn't see it. That's wrong.
No, I refuse to watch it. I've never watched it.
I had my
that
mom.
That had to have been hysterical.
It was the funniest.
Do you have
thing.
That? Do you have that on tape?
I need to did find you type it.
Please
yes,
find
I
that.
Because so my mother and my aunt were just like this. That's interesting. Didn't faze them.
They didn't even.
Oh, they didn't get fazed by it?
Concerned me.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys, don't even try to figure out what we're talking about.
Figure it out.
This is why Arsenio got thrown off the air because it was too many inside jokes. So let's just leave it here. So we got that you're going to Hawaii, but we'll keep that in mind, Chris, for After Dark. We got that you're going to Hawaii.
That's why the marriage lasted so long.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you got it.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I guess I'm going to be at your house.
Oh, that's right.
Getting my oxtails. Are you kidding me?
And I am going to order some salmon for you.
Where are you going to be? Why aren't you there?
Actually, mine is a little bit sadder because you know Bone, my best friend, who's a comedian.
Oh,
he's been in the hospital because he had a stroke. He's a comic. And so he's been in the hospital since July, relearning the walk. And so all of his family have plans for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I moved everything around. Jeffrey's going to be with his dad. And I am spending Thanksgiving at the rehab center with Bone. So I'm flying out Wednesday night and I'm going to be eating hospital food, you know, to give it a nasty turkey. So I'm going to sit with him for Thanksgiving and probably
eat a plate for you.
Yeah, eat a plate for me. Tip a little of water to the ground for the homie. But that's where I'll be for Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to a wedding in Austin right after that.
And you go with Cynthia and see Mickey down there.
Yes, I won't be able to see all of them. So unless they all come by Cynthia's house. So I'm going to do that. But
I wanted
to make sure. Oh, so this is what I want to talk about because Kim has to go. Yes. So we just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And we hope that. I've been getting a lot of emails in from people, our listeners and our viewers, thanking us, Kim, for taking them away and distracting them for such a time. So we appreciate you guys. We want to say what we're thankful for. We are so thankful for you guys tuning in each and every week for this very unstructured podcast, sometimes very nasty, and just putting up with us. We're very thankful. What are you snickering back there for?
This is it, putting up with y'all.
Because he got a new beard. Thank you so much.
Did the lady send the beard stuff?
The beard?
No, I was going to. Oh, no. We got to get there from Sita. We got to get there. I'll make sure.
You send the beard stuff. Yeah, the beard stuff. Andre has taken at least 20 years off his life.
Because his beard is black now.
Yes, it looks so much better.
Stop doing that with your eyes. That was really good.
Amy hooked, you know, Amy got a little.
So she, like, you dyed your grays? It looks good.
She trimmed them up, fixed them up.
Because I tell you, I love Andre's beard. I just don't like the grays.
I don't like the all.
He's
the,
too young.
Yeah, it's pawpaw.
And so, and I know they got this whole thing, the silver foxes, no. And people got gray. But what it does is it ages you. And I told Andre, being an actor, like, you don't see anybody on TV or films who has gray.
Yeah,
beard.
You do. Santa Claus.
Okay. And there you go. So if you want to be a black Santa Claus,
you know who.
But it ages. What, Chris?
You know who's a great example of that? David Alan Grier. David Alan Grier looks, I don't know, 20 years awesome. Younger than what he is. And he played in that, what was it, Carmichael's? They had him grow out a beard.
Carmichael's. And he had that beard.
He looked like a grandpa.
He looked like a grandpa. So it's a thing up in your personal life. But because Andre is, you know, going to be an actor, he just finished, I think, 2 independent movies. He booked one. He's a lead. You play somebody's husband in one. And then the other one, you play a sheriff, right? Yeah. So you just booked the 2. And I was just like, you know, you want to keep working. You don't want to age yourself out of roles. Happened.
And that's exactly why I don't let my beard grow.
That's why I don't let my double chin hairs grow. I hear you, girl. Because my double chin hairs be coming in full on gray. I'm like, oh, shit.
I was about to dye mine.
They're going to have me up there with Cicely Tyson.
Cut it off.
Cut it off. Yeah. Immediately. And girl, let me tell you something. Do you know I found out? You know, because you could do laser. I was going to do laser.
But the laser does not do gray hairs.
It doesn't see gray hairs. So I'm freaking 5 years too late. So I'm going to be picking this at 90 years old.
No, you can go ahead and get electrolysis.
Yeah, but it doesn't leave like any scars or anything.
You already got scars from picking. So it don't matter. No, it does not. All of the trans
women and men
get that. And they've been doing it for years and it works.
Girl, do you know what I just found out?
What? They Jessica, added another alphabet.
They added another, but let me tell you,
for real?
Jessica, Niecy, you met Jessica, Niecy yes. Nash's spouse, her husband, you met Jessica for the first time.
So nice.
Her husband. So Jessica told me, you know, it's LGBTQIA. Do you know A stands for allies? And she says, so Sherry, you know you're an ally. And I'm like, I don't mind being an ally, but you got to ask me first. You adding alphabets. You asked me.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that stuff. Yeah, so she was like, so everybody part of the alphabet. I was like, well, what? You don't say.
That was smart.
I said, you, boy.
Allies. I said, you we need some allies. We ain't got no black A's.
Black A's?
I've been an ally for a long time.
Which leads us
black
to
be
a black
A. You know, we got to talk about, right. What
which
we did.
Leads us to, because that's when you met Jessica at the premiere of Gucci, the House of Gucci. And let me tell y'all something. Go see the House of Gucci. Did you know that there's no surviving members of the Gucci family?
There's surviving members. None of them are part of the Gucci empire. And they started it.
And it's this fascinating story about this woman, Patrizia. I don't know her last name.
This is
me on the red carpet. So let's show the picture. This is me on the red carpet of the House of Gucci. Please show Kim Whitley's beautiful outfit. She was on the red carpet.
I was on the red carpet too.
You look so good and slender.
I appreciate that.
This outfit is by Nina Parker.
That's right. Nina Parker is
at Collection,
who's on Daily Pop. Nightly Pop with you.
This silhouette. Nina Parker knows women and their figure. So it's this cardigan and a knit dress. Was that a skirt and a tank or a dress?
Actually, the tank is a bodysuit.
So it's a bodysuit with a skirt.
Between my legs.
Okay, we know what a bodysuit is.
I forgot it was there. And then when I was using it.
You peed on yourself.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not going to judge you because I've done it before.
You forget you have a bodysuit.
I don't think that happens when you're 30. I think that happens when you're 50. Yeah, yeah. Like, you forget that.
Everybody knows you pee.
Okay. What? Yes, they do. And again, happy Thanksgiving, Andre. You always want to take it back there.
Y'all were talking about peeing, and I remember.
No, you just take it.
Oh, look at Niecy.
So this was Niecy. So it was House of Gucci. Niecy understood the assignment. She had on a Gucci romper with a Cruella De Vil mink coat.
Was it a Gucci mink coat? It must have been.
Was it a Gucci mink coat?
It must have. But why would she have thrown it on?
Oh, maybe.
Probably she was Gucci down.
Niecy making a good money, so she got a designer who, like, whatever thing she goes to, they get something that matches the thing. All I had was Gucci perfume. I didn't have a Gucci belt. I was trying. I had Gucci.
Oh, yes, you could, Gucci purse.
I had a Gucci purse, but then
that
Kim
was dusty.
That Kim recognized because I never used it. It was a gift, and Kim was like, "Oh, it's so dusty." Then I was self conscious,
oh,
so I couldn't
sorry.
Go. Yeah, you made me really self conscious because you talk to people crazy. The whole time.
Hey, she may talk to people crazy, but you can't be self-conscious looking like this. Look how great she looks.
No,
look
but
at that.
I was supposed to have the Gucci purse because that would have been shoes are Christian Dior.
It was maroon and matched nothing.
But it was still good. That's the only thing
I
found was
matter.
Gucci.
You got on blue shoes.
Was it on the invite said where Gucci's
no,
not
but it was
party.
Like the theme. It was just
man.
The thing. It didn't matter.
You know what? Show all the black women on the carpet.
So we took pictures with all of the girls that
were
there.
All at once.
All at one time. So that's on the end with the white hat is Lisa Ray.
Yeah.
She always wears white, but she put a little splash of color. Next to her is the grand dame, Vivica Fox. Her entire back was out on her dress.
Is that picture clear, Chris?
The lights may make it look a little different. Let me blow it up here just 2 seconds.
Okay.
Because I have
there
another
picture. So that's there. Vivica Fox.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Next to her is Caroline Ray.
You said with all those black women.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Thank you, Kim. You see, all right. That's Caroline Ray with the pink boots. And then there's Kim Whitley looking fly and sensual. There's me. I'm very short.
You are not with heels on.
Yeah, and those weren't even high heels.
Oh, and then these two beautiful
and there's Salt and Pepper.
Yep.
There's Sandy Dennison, and I don't remember
Pep's
real name.
Pep is good.
But Salt and Pepper, I love their red hair. So they were all there. Niecy hadn't gotten there yet. And then Elaine Welteroth, who was, she used to be on The Talk.
And the one sitting in for Ellen.
Yvonne Origi, who was in Insecure. Uh-huh. She played Molly. And so it was all there.
There's another clear picture.
So we took a picture together. And then this is why Caroline Ray, because I wanted to hashtag it Black Girl Magic. Now I got to hashtag it Black Girl Magic sprinkled with fairy dust. Because Caroline Ray... because the thing was
like witch dust.
Yeah, that I was gonna say that would be appropriate
witch
with
from, I mean, from her exactly. She should definitely be bewitched. This is where I say you gotta learn to read the room. So after Caroline took like two or three pictures with us, then you go, oh, it's a bunch of black women. They want to do that black girl magic thing because we always do our black girl magic thing. Caroline stayed in every picture. She was like, I'm not moving because I can't believe I'm all these girls. And, you know, Caroline is the life of the party.
Yes, but you know, Caroline, she's Canadian. So she does not really
see. Oh, she
see
don't see race
black,
and all
she
that.
She don't see race. So then this is what's so funny is Caroline, then we got a comment, which you don't even know about. So when you said that, I sent this to Chris. Mm-hmm. Look, Chris, put up the comment. Oh, we can't see that.
What does that comment say? Morning, ladies. Caroline Ray be hanging on there with the sisters, don't she? Yeah, y'all just need to go ahead and make her an honorary black lady. Hear ye, by the powers invested in me, I hereby announce Caroline Ray has been voted into the sisterhood always. That's funny, Pamela Reed. Not going to happen yet, but that's funny.
They put, hey, is this funny? Is this funny to you all? They accidentally, it was probably a spelling error or the autocorrect. It says Carolina Ray. Like, would that be her alter? Her alter ego.
Caroline. Caroline Ray happier than to be in the sisterhood. That's so funny.
Was that not funny? Somebody read that immediately. They said Caroline Ray be around.
Everybody says it, Kim, when they see the picture. They're like, Caroline Ray was all these black. That's what I'm saying. I wanted one picture with just all of the black women.
Well, why didn't you say that? Look at this.
Because I don't want to embarrass anybody in the car. She was so happy. Like, literally, she was sitting next to
Vivica. Literally what?
Caroline was sitting next to Vivica. And,
why you didn't comb my hair when I got out the thing? Look at the fuzz.
I didn't wear my glasses. You know, everything looked the same. I don't have my glasses on.
Look at everybody. Everybody got on a Spanx or something.
Oh, we all got on Spanx. We don't go anywhere without a Spanx.
I'm looking at these tight bodies. Okay, go ahead.
Caroline Ray sat next to Vivica. And she goes, and see, Vivica's like, hello, darling. You know, Vivica's like this. Caroline, this is Caroline Ray. She was like, hi. And she's eating popcorn. Hi, I'm your new friend now. I'm Caroline. Hi. And Vivica's like, hello, darling. And I'm sitting there watching them. She had that popcorn, just plopped her butt. Hey, I'm your new friend. That's Caroline Ray. And I love Caroline.
Oh my God. And then I didn't even see that.
And then I know what happened. Ariana Grande's brother, I forget his name.
Oh.
He's on Broadway. See you, Andre. Happy Thanksgiving.
Somebody came to pick you up?
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
I'll get you some salmon.
Thank you.
Look, Andre, we love him. So she was there, and Ariana Grande's brother, I figured, is Frankie. That's what his name is, Frankie.
Yep, that's right.
Frankie was dressed to the nines in Gucci. He looked so cute. Oh, my gosh. And so he'd been down, and Caroline was like, hi! I was in, what's that show she was in? It wasn't Bewitched. It was
Sabrina the Teenager.
Yeah, she was like, hi! I was in Sabrina the Teenager Twitch. And then he was like, oh, yes, I recognize you. And Caroline was going to town. I said, that's Caroline Ray.
Was he sitting down at the other end? I didn't know that.
No, he was just bending down talking to Vivica. That's what it was.
Was that the one with the hair sticking up?
Yeah, he has spiky hair. Yes. So this is, we got to, unless I'm jumping the gun.
What?
I was going to go to the movie.
Right, but I want, but the movie, when's the movie come out?
I don't know. It's going to be streaming on Netflix, I think.
Oh,
yes,
there
that's Frankie. That's Frankie. He was talking to Vivica. And Carol, I was like, hey!
Oh my God, but let me tell you something. Y'all, this movie, not only Lady Gaga, but Jared, was it Leto?
Jared Leto.
Ooh.
Jared Leto, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Adam Driver.
And I met Al Pacino on the carpet. I want you
He bumped into you.
No, I.
Because he couldn't see.
He saw them titties.
Yes, he did. And he fell right into him.
To me.
He fell right into your boobs.
Adam Driver. Al Pacino.
Did you say Salma Hayek?
Who was the man that played, of course we know him, the daddy, Mr. Gucci, who started it?
Marla, somebody's here to play tennis with Caroline.
Oh, Marlo's here. That's Jeff. Jeff's.
Caroline Ray's getting lessons. Is Caroline Ray getting lessons here?
Yes.
I've been asking you for the whole time. You put that tennis court up. I said I want to take lessons here. I want to hire somebody.
Oh, she got a great coach. He come over every Sunday. My bad. I forgot.
I've been asking you this whole time. Caroline did it on purpose because you got on her podcast.
No, that's because I've been practicing. So when you do,
I want to take lessons too.
Tell right here, who's this right here?
That's him.
Right
make
here.
It. Can you read
Leto,
that?
This name right there.
What's that guy's name? To play
Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Jeremy Irons, Al Pacino.
Jeremy Irons. Okay, let me tell you something about this cast. Woo. Jeremy Irons, Adam Driver, Lady Gaga, Jared Leto, who's unrecognizable.
Yes,
he and Lady Gaga and Al Pacino. She plays Patrizia Raggiano or something, who met Adam Driver's character, the Gucci. He was a Gucci man. And, you know, I don't want to tell it, but no, it's out there.
It's based on a true story. It's a great movie.
And she met him and how the downfall of the Gucci family
yes.
into what it is today. And I'm telling Lady Gaga's going to be nominated. The entire cast is going to be nominated.
Everybody will be nominated. It was fantastic.
Jared Leto was completely unrecognizable. I didn't find out until 30 seconds before we went to the premiere that the star was Lady Gaga. Kim said, don't tell nobody that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Lady Gaga. Her Italian accent. Right,
but she goes into a character.
I thought she was good in
Star is Born.
But she took the cake in this film. And do you know that Lady Gaga said that she was not a good auditioner? She used to freeze up when she did auditions. She did a Lens Crafters audition and froze up. And it just goes to show you, if you have a dream, you just got to keep working it.
You just had to turn it around to something good.
You could just say,
you know what? Look at that.
Look at Jared Leto. That was Jared Leto.
Look at that. That is Jared Leto.
When I tell you, and Jared Leto.
He got that ball cap on.
He played Paolo Gucci.
And the way he talked and the way he was crazy.
He was so good. Yeah.
He's definitely getting nominated.
I think he's going to win.
He was good.
I think that Lady Gaga will get nominated, but I think she's going to have some tough competition because, you know, Frances Dorman going to do something living in the wild. Some kind of movie where she barking like a wolf and she gonna win another Oscar. Glenn Close gonna get nominated. But she don't win. She get nominated, she don't ever win. Right. Viola gonna do something. So she's gonna, it's very hard. She might, because she got nominated for A Star Is Born, I think. She's in a stiff competition. I can guarantee, I'll bet you money that Leto's gonna win.
That Leto, let me tell you something.
That Al Pacino gonna be nominated.
Al Pacino was fantastic.
Salma Hayek, she's not even in the poster. Right. When I tell you Salma Hayek, amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
It was really a very good cast.
It was a really good cast, and the movie was good. They're gonna have it on Netflix.
The movie was good. They're gonna have it on Netflix?
Yes, they're gonna stream it on a streamer. Oh. Absolutely, because that's what people have to do now, because people aren't going to the movies.
Oh my God.
Which is why our union, SAG and AFTRA, is fighting Hollywood, because what is happening is you guys see these movies that are streaming on a streaming platform, and they're not paying us the amount of money we should be making. They're giving us
because
pennies.
Because they're not in the theaters.
Because they're not in the theaters. So they're saying, well, they're not in the theater, so we really don't have to pay you. And that's not fair. Because
that's a lie.
I
did the work.
Because we did the work. But not only that, it's not about that you see celebrities making a lot of money. All that money goes into our pension. It goes into us getting health insurance.
Oh, wait, our agents and managers, we have to help people.
But I'm just saying personally, like, everybody needs health insurance. Just because you on TV doesn't mean you have health insurance.
No, and it's when they don't, they take all our money. We ain't got no money.
But I'm saying people don't necessarily care about the fact we got to pay agents and managers.
Yeah,
and
they should. We don't have no money. They take all our money. So if they pay us $10, we get two.
Yeah, that's about it.
Exactly, it's the truth.
I want to break it down for people really quickly. This is not a Thanksgiving thing, but did you know, Chris, that for every check you make, so when you hear about like actors, and we're not part of this crew, they'd be making millions and millions. We're not part of that.
Yep.
But I want to break it down. The check, let's say Kim and I, we got $10,000 for something. 10% goes to our agent. That's already $1,000. 10% goes to our manager. Mm-hmm. That's another $1,000. 5% goes to our business manager. That's $500.
Wait, hold on.
If you have a lawyer,
5%.
5% goes to your lawyer. So it's already 30% out. Then you have to pay about 40%.
The big gangster is the 45%.
I do 48. I didn't even get down to 48. So if you're talking at least, we're gonna be generous and go 40% is going to taxes. Mm. And that's even right now. So you have 70%. Of the 10,000 that is gone.
So when you see people going to jail because of taxes, that's why.
That's why. And I'm not even done. If you're a woman, these things cost money.
Yep.
Your hair, your glam team, because you can't go to these events without somebody
oh my God, why are you bringing the room down? This is depressing.
Well, I know I shouldn't have, and not that you care, guys. I'm just, and please forgive me. I guess I was just trying to educate people on what happens with these stars' money.
It ain't all glitz and glamour.
And maybe Thanksgiving.
All,
you know what?
Rich. No, they not.
Again, I say thank you for hanging with us because it's so unstructured. We tend to go off on tangents and not that here's the thing. People don't care about celebrities. I just wanted to give you a glance behind the rope of how the money is divvied. So Chris Tucker.
That's what I said.
Chris Tucker owes the IRS
$900,000. I think it's $9 million.
He owes the IRS $900,000. $9 million. Do you understand?
Nine point something, and I understand. That's a problem.
That's a miracle of God. Like, that's one where you got to lay hands on Chris and pray. Because unless you, I don't even know how you pay off the government $9 million. Do you understand how much money is?
You go to jail for 5 years like Wesley Snipes. That's how you pay a loan.
That's the problem. They should have let Wesley, like, first of all, it's ridiculous that he went to prison. But the way you pay it back is he stays out there working and you have to tax it. It was so ridiculous. And then you can think about Nick Cage has done 8 jillion bad movies because of tax issues. Like, I know there's a lot of celebrities that have.
You got to take them. And I think when people say, how do you get behind 9 million? First of all, you got probably a business manager that wasn't doing right with your money. Somebody done ran off with your funds. Yeah. I think somebody's been misappropriating their money.
It's always what happens is you don't. When they come to you and say,
can you put your head in there?
I can't because you're depressed and taken down.
Okay, well, let's let the subject go because we're not trying to depress.
Because it's tax time for us.
It is tax time. What about
when you get together? You're cutting loose on Thanksgiving. What's your go-to dessert? I mean, is it sweet potato pie? Is it that simple?
I'll never do pumpkin pie ever.
Well, I'm gonna be in Hawaii, so I'm hoping none of that is.
You're gonna be doing that poi that they eat. Is that dessert that poi?
What is?
They do like a pie in Hawaii. I think they do like a whip or like pineapple whip. Yeah, that'd be a traditional.
That sounds like you do
that's
your
nice
points.
And light. Yeah,
yeah. You I'm not to, really doing dessert.
Are you doing a traditional Thanksgiving like dinner out there for you all, Kim, or what are you doing?
Dallas, you know,
she's had enough.
I'm gonna bring him something. I don't know what Kim is doing in Hawaii, but I gotta
go to the restaurant.
I gotta go back on Wendy Williams, and I need to.
You gotta watch.
I can't be eating crazy because the outfits they have me in are spectacularly form fitting.
Right.
And plus I have a Christmas outfit I want to wear. So I gotta be bone brothing it. Like, even look, I'm gonna show you my waist trainer. Look what I got on.
I saw that.
I didn't even know if you could see it. Look at that.
You doing a Marvel flick? Like that.
Look at his waist trainer. Ooh. I mean, oh my gosh. I'm not playing around.
You know what it reminds me of? I grew up I went to a school and our wrestling team was really serious. Those poor guys didn't, because they were always in the running for like a state title. Those poor guys couldn't eat during the holidays. And it was back before you would weight cut properly. They'd just starve themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not starving myself, but I'm really intentional about
watching it.
It's really like baked food. It is vegetables, but vegetables that are more watery, asparagus, spinach, cabbage, water. So a lot of desserts, no, I'm not going to do. Not even sugar-free, because it's just like, I need to be not slender, but what's the word? I just need to have it together.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like when you're doing a talk show and it's the whole world is watching, you know, you want to feel good. And so
when are you heading back to the show?
You know what? It's not even been announced, so I can't even say.
Hypothetically, we're not even talking about anything that's been put together.
Hypothetically, we're not even talking about this.
Yeah.
So, so we probably gonna take this part out because they gonna get me.
So
anyway, whew,
so you're setting up. So you're gonna go visit Bone, which is amazing. That's great. You lift his spirits. So you're setting up Jeffrey and Andre with a real meal hanging out at the house.
Yeah, because Andre's going to come over. He's going to take Jeffrey to a Clipper game. Kim talked me into purchasing season tickets to a Clipper game.
Which is, I don't know, will we ever do this again?
No, I like it. It's just, like, we got to keep track of the schedule.
Yeah, that's hard.
And that's the thing. So now we're having Andre take everybody to the Clipper game. So,
one day we have to go to the game and sit together in the seat.
You know, I'm so mad at you, Caroline Ray. I've been asking her since she bought this house, can I get a tennis instructor to teach me tennis?
Did I know that?
Let me read you this email that somebody sent in the comments. Morning, ladies. Caroline Ray be hanging on there with the sisters, don't she? Y'all just need to go ahead and make her an honorary black lady. Yes. Hear ye, by the powers invested in me. I hereby announce Caroline Ray's report. Now, that's what they said. I didn't say that. And I especially am not saying it because you out there taking tennis. Come on, get in the thing, Caroline.
I refuse now.
Look, ain't that boy a privilege?
Caroline! You don't
we didn't put your picture up.
But Caroline looked darker than that daggone pepper and salt.
Okay.
Caroline, we can't tell who the white woman
come
is.
Get
put
it.
That up again. Put it up. Look.
You can't tell who the white woman is?
Yeah, because look.
Y'all look the same
I don't
color.
Know. It's a little iffy.
Come on in and come
sit. My sister was so afraid. She's like, you weren't wearing pink tights, were you?
Come in and say hi.
I'm sorry, I have to go to tennis.
Oh, please. Oh, okay, so every Sunday, tell her we're going to have tennis.
Are you going to be able to go to church and do the tennis lessons?
I'm supposed to go to church at 10.
I know, because I'm going to start going back to church. Now.
Yeah,
Kim, you got to get right.
No, I'm going to a black church.
That's a black church? Yeah, that's the funniest response ever.
No, and it's not the fact that, because my pastor at Oasis is white, and I love it. I just need black gospel.
But where is there black gospel out here in the valley?
It's Granada Hills. That's not even farthest.
Oh.
15 minutes away. It's, I need this. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I went there last week. Yeah.
So can I go one Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to get Joshua back in.
Because when I go to, I love Innespresso's, but I don't want to keep crying like this.
Did something prompt that statement, Kim?
What?
Did something prompt that realization?
That I need to get Joshua back in church? Oh,
not her, but Joshua.
Oh, I get it.
Joshua got to get some kind of foundation. So when he get older, he can fall
something to draw back on.
Yeah, because if you get it young, you know.
You got to give a spiritual foundation for those of us who are spiritual and who are believing God. Like, because when you go through stuff, that's where your faith kicks in.
And he used to go to Catholic school. And he would come back and quote the Bible and everything now.
And then you just took him
out. He closed YouTube. Yeah.
Kim was like, you're not going to Catholic school anymore.
I had to take him out of there.
You said he quotes YouTube?
Yes. He calls you to. Okay, you need to use that on stage. That's hysterical.
Absolutely. That, please do.
I'm saying it to you right now. So I'm going to steal.
Okay. All right, Chris.
So we have to go now because Kim has tennis lessons, which I really wanted to be a part of. No, well, but nobody on. Told me. No, you know you're saying to come on now because I found out. Nobody, y'all didn't tell me that on purpose.
Do you tell me when you go, you got your skating lessons? No, I asked
you. I tell you all the time, but you can't skate. Couple weeks,
I said, that's the point of a skating lesson.
But can I always tell you to come skate?
But I asked you a couple weeks ago, I said, Joshua, I want to get up some real skates for Christmas.
Oh!
I'm going to send it to
I couldn't
you.
Remember who I said that to. Kim, literally, I said, somebody said to me, I want to get, all I remember is a voice going, I want to get some skates for them. Some custom skates. I didn't remember, and I kept saying, "Who said that to me?"
You just need some real.
That was
skates.
You, and I got yes, custom. I got it. I asked.
I just want
you want
real wheels.
No, you want good skates, and I got it. But I couldn't. When I looked at the answer, I said, "I don't remember who said that
Joshua
to me."
Why don't you get them for him for his birthday?
I'll do that. Yeah, I'll get him the skates. Why don't you? Yeah, and I want to learn how to play tennis. He definitely don't want nothing. You know, Jeffrey wants a big ticket.
Last
items.
Time I got him some t-shirts. Remember?
Yeah, he wore the t-shirts.
I don't know what to get him this year.
He got this one t-shirt he loves. It says, all y'all need Jesus. I go, I don't know. That's offended some people. It's so funny. He loved that daggone t-shirt. He likes big I bought him a PlayStation, a big, you know, the one? The 5, but I can't find it.
Okay. You
I think it's in the garage.
Oh, you did buy it? How'd
yeah, I
did
buy
it.
I got it through a connection if you want one.
How'd you get the connection?
Through a connection to connection.
Oh, wow.
But you still got to pay the...
Yeah, you had to pay it, but it was, you know, we had to
right
stand
away.
In line.
No, no, ain't no line stand. I can get it for you.
Oh,
yeah, that's what connections are for. Oh, no. So anyway, yeah, Jeffrey wants to, you know, he wants a big ticket item.
You
can
up the price, and then I got to pay you.
No, you don't have to do that. I'll get it. No, you're so cool. What do you want for Christmas?
I've got everything I want. I got a successful podcast with you.
Oh,
that
geez.
Is what I need. I got Chris still teasing me. I ain't never gonna see him. So you know. I'm
oh
good.
My goodness. We had to cancel all of our comedy dates together. Yes. We was gonna put, some people would tell me I bought tickets and I said we've canceled it.
Let's make that a goal. The new year, we get this tour in line, we get the people who need to talk to me in line. And we bust it out. Why not? New Year goal.
You bust it out.
Here's our problem. We because when we in quarantine, we were always together.
Yes.
This girl books something every other day. Every other day she's booking a job. And it's hard because Kim is just always working.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
that's
me?
It, that just makes it worth it more. You don't want some bums just sitting around with nothing to do. You two are a hot ticket item. Let's make it work.
Yeah, that's even better. We do need to do something together, but we do so much apart. But because it's good, we're going to figure
you,
it out.
You know, God, you always hear people who like, this has been, we've been trying to make this album for the last 10 years.
That is true.
We've been trying to make this movie for the last, I think that's really Kim and I. We've been trying to get together. Because the two dates that we had to cancel them. So, and then all of my stand-up comedy gigs, I had to cancel all of them.
Oh,
I had like
too.
Four.
I had to cancel every single
one of them. That's the only
all
problem.
That I
Chris.
Didn't have. My agents, they're like, we Cleveland Improv wants you, da-da-da, wants me. I'm like this. It's going to be bad. But I got to get back on the road, but this is what happens.
But it's really hard because the priority is not stand-up for us. It's film and TV.
Because people do stand-up to get the TV.
To get the film and TV. So we just do stand-up because we just like it.
We like stand-up.
You know, but what's hard is that, like, I showed on Wendy, like, my whole schedule, like, 5 or 6 dates, and all of them I canceled.
Wow.
Because I book stuff, so it's, you know, it's we are definitely gonna definitely try, Chris, because it's a wasted opportunity. Yeah. So Kim, I'm really, really excited about this because this next segment, you know, we want to support Black businesses. And thank you so much, guys, for supporting Sita. And what's the name of Sita's company?
Mamacita.
Miracle Buttercream. She's still just crushing it.
So thank you for supporting Miracle Buttercream because Sita has told us that she's getting in so many orders from Two Funny Mamas fans. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you guys just really pushing your support behind Black businesses because during this season, COVID season, it's hard. It's really difficult, yeah. You know, getting your name out.
And some businesses have you know, failed.
And they failed. So we're trying to do our part to keep it going. So Kim has a guest next week, which we're really excited about. Some more, like, you know,
body oils
and things. I'm very excited. You know,
because it's getting close to Christmas, people are looking for gifts. So
for gifts to give. Yeah. We need to bring on the pajama people, too, because I'm getting a lot of calls for your sister and your family's pajama line. So we need to bring those on again. Because I couldn't remember to give them the website. But my guest this week is, I'm very excited. I met this woman, Nandi Bush, when I was in Jersey with the Mocha Moms. Mocha Moms is a great organization. It is literally, they took care of me. Nandi took care of me and took care of Jeffrey. And pretty much while we were in Jersey, while I was doing The View, Jeffrey grew up with her family. So Nandi is an ophthalmologist, but she specializes, like if you get stabbed in your eyeball, Nandi will do surgery on your eye. Like she's not just one of those ones where you go P-H-I-J. Like she digs.
Surgeon.
Yeah, like if you got diseases. So she's in your like eye.
Dr. Kim was with Joshua. He has he has an eye doctor and he has a surgeon. Remember he had to get his eyelid.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how deep Nandi is, but I know she's smart. Like she's one of my.
Nandi's not the optimum.
Nandi is the one I'm talking about. Nandi is the one who's the mother who I met in Mocha Moms.
I thought Nandi is the baby.
No, Azure is the baby.
Okay,
so,
got it.
So. And she's called My Azure. So Nandi is, you know, she's a member. She's Jack and Jill and she's a Mocha Moms. I met her Mocha Moms. I have a certain set of friends who are my smart friends. You're one of them.
Oh, that is so nice. Because yes, I surely didn't put you on that side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't use enough
big
words.
Why is the light hotter? I think Andre went the wrong direction.
I think you did too. I'm so shiny.
I'm so shiny. I look
like your alien. Color practice.
This is the part where
I feel like I'm black.
Wait, Chris.
Yeah, this is the part where I get accused of trying to wash out your black skin on the video.
It
so
must
thank
have
you.
Back up. Cuz before I was a black woman.
You look like my aunt now.
Okay, and then it keeps going back up. I think this is
Kim looks like a Marvel character with a star on his forehead.
It's wintertime. That's when Kim gets like pasty white.
Oh,
Kim,
no. Oh,
what did
man.
You do to me?
This is the show.
This is what happens when you have somebody who's down. Not a light person.
This is the show.
He turned it off. That doesn't look good. It looks like,
it looks like you're...
Turn the light
what back
you
on.
Say, Chris?
It looks like you're on Chat Roulette 2009. Like, what is...
Okay, that's good where you put it. This is good.
Okay, you've got a talented...
I look like a black woman and Kim still looks like she's passing. So, there we go. There's a film I call Passing, yes. By the way. And every time I see the billboard, I go, where's Kim? If it wasn't for certain characteristics, you actually could, Kim.
Hell.
What if...
My mother passed.
Your what mother if, used to pay it.
What if Kim played Rachel Dolezal in a movie?
Rachel Dolezal in it? Wouldn't it be a trip if we found out that Kim Whitley was
faking? Rachel Dolezal. She was faking the whole time.
Anyway, I'm going to get back to our guests DNA. Because they're waiting. So Nandi Bush is a dear friend of mine. She's over in the smart people category like you are, Kim. And I love her because she has three children and she's always taking care of Jeffrey, her and her husband, Loring. And I appreciate them. And so Azure is her daughter. Azure is now 17 years old. I've known Azure since she was like 9 and I call her my Azure. And because I never had a daughter. And so
you got me.
Okay, you can't be in the you can't be in the smart friend category and my daughter at the same time.
I can be a smart kid.
You're a smart ass, but not a smart kid. Mm. And so Azure always has given me joy. When she smiles, she lights up the world. So her and Nandi wrote this book. Oh, Chris, you can put up the
little
graphic.
Lily Rabbit,
Eat Your Vegetables. It's written by my friend Nandi, and Azure illustrated all of the characters, which consists of the rabbit. Azure did this. She's an artist.
You want to ask her about it?
She's a great artist. And I love her gift. And let me tell you something. And the reason why she's you, because you were young when you wrote your first book.
I wrote my first book at 16 and illustrated it.
Like, I just want to show, I know I'm crooked with this.
But that was my degree in art, too.
You got a degree in art. Yeah. And the reason why I wanted to spotlight Azure and Nandi, because when I was talking to Azure, when she was telling me about the book about Lily Rabbit, Eat Your Vegetables, and it's about a rabbit who is learning to like vegetables, which I think is such a great, you know, for That's Thanksgiving. Funny. This is a great book for kids about why you should eat your vegetables. It's a really great little book. If you know somebody in your life that has children, it's just a really great book. But what I loved about Azure, you can't teach hustle. You know what I'm saying? And so when Azure was telling me about the book that she had illustrated and she was saying what she wanted to do, I said, well, Azure, Auntie wants to help you, but you have to do certain things. Mm-hmm. You got to get a website. You got to start, because once people start ordering, you have to be able to get these. You got to be ready. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, Nandi called me the next week and she's like, Azure's got a website. She's got a coffee mug. She's got t-shirts. She's got sweatshirts. I like hustle. You show me you hustle, I will help you. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can't teach that. I've had people say to me, I want to do what you do, Miss Sherry. And I tell them, and then they 6 months later, I'm like, did you do it? Oh, no, it's too much work. Right. It's too tired. Right. Like, you and I, this is why we get along so well. We hustle.
Yeah, we do.
When you say do something, we do something. Now, we might be 2 hours late. I should have said, you might be 2 hours late, Kim. Right.
And you might start before me and do stuff like Two Funny Mamas. And have it up and ready. Come on, let's go.
Okay, and can I tell y'all, Kim said, I said, I'm on my way. Chris said, we're starting at 10 in the morning. And Kim said, what? Oh, no, I got to clean up. Now, granted, it's 9:53. Okay, so anyway, but that's neither here nor there.
I gets it done.
You gets it done. So I want to bring up the writer of Lily Rabbit, Eat Your Vegetables.
And the illustrator.
And the illustrator, Nandi Bush, and her daughter, Azure Bush. We wanted to. Oh, there's my Azure. Look at that smile.
Azure ain't gonna move over and let a mama in the screen.
Azure not gonna let a mama in the screen.
Nandi, if you could scoot over about a foot.
Scoot over a little bit, Nandi. There you go. Put your arm
there
right
you
on,
go.
Azure.
You got plenty of room on that other side.
Now this is Nandi in the black. This is the mother.
Mama. Hi.
You guys are good.
And we got Lily too.
And we got Lily. There's
a star.
That's a real rabbit.
That's Dexter's friend.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
The one who started it all.
How old is the rabbit?
Maybe a year and a half, 2 years. We adopted her.
Almost 2 years.
When it's oh my. Does she use the bathroom in a litter box?
She has a litter box. But she leaves little cocoa pebbles around the house too. So.
Oh, Lord.
And Nandi, lean in towards Azure a little bit. Just lean your head in. There we go. That's it. Mm-hmm. And this is my friend Nandi, who I love so much. Nandi gets on me to read books, more books than I ever have time to read. But you need those kind of friends.
Beautiful people.
They are. And this is my Azure. This is Azure Bush. Azure, you're 17?
Yeah.
See, when she smiles, I tell you that smile right there. Now she's not smiling.
She does look like she could be related to my little nieces.
She looks like
your cousins. My little cousins.
Y'all look like y'all could be related to the Whitley family.
I gotta send them pictures of people.
So, Azure, can you tell us about Lily Rabbit? Eat your vegetables.
I don't think it's Lily.
Is it Lily or is it Lil? Lily.
Yeah. I first came up like with her name because I thought of flowers at first. And then I didn't want to call her Lily because I didn't like how that sounded. So when I came up with Lily, whenever I speak to her, I speak in a really like high pitched, like really annoying voice. So whenever I see her, I'm like, wee wee, like wee wee. So that's why I came up with her name, like Lily. I thought of wee wee because like she pees on the couch, but Lily sounded better.
When the rabbit pees on the couch, do you stick their nose in it and say no? Like a dog?
That's
I think
story.
Nandi says yes. Azure says no. So can you tell us about why you came up? What is Lily Eat Your Vegetables about?
I came up with Lily in general because she has like her own personality, and she has such a mood that I came to realize over quarantine, because she has such an attitude and she can be so sassy. And she's also a really picky eater in real life. In real life, she loves vegetables, but she's very picky about what she wants to eat and like when she wants to eat. So if she doesn't want to eat, she'll throw it away. She'll toss it with her mouth. And there's some true parts in the story, like her sneaking into my closet, and she once got into the treats, or she'll get into my clothes or anything, and I'll find like bite marks or holes inside of things when I come back.
And that sounds like my best friend.
Why
Tim
are you so loud? Why did you just start screaming? What happened?
We actually.
Why did you just yell like a maniac?
Because when Azure was talking about Lily the rabbit and everything Lily does, all I kept saying was, this sounds like Kim Whitley. Oh my. And so by the time Azure said, and she leaves bite marks, I was like, that's Kim Whitley. Not Azure's like, Mom, I don't understand that, but you'll explain it to me. Nandi.
You know, she was doing so many drawings during COVID. We had nothing to do. And she had an iPad, and she was doing all these great drawings of her rabbit. And, you know, we were very isolated. And we said, you know, we can make a book with all of these drawings. And so we started, I had to put the story together. And I said, Azure, I want you to draw Lily looking this way, draw Lily looking that way. And she would just catch the expressions right off the bat. And so we put the book together, but we just felt like we wanted to accomplish something instead of just sitting around waiting for everything to open up again. And so, you know, this was her way. We tried going to protests and marches and stuff. And as soon as the tear gas would come, we'd be like, okay, I'm ready to go. So, you know, we said, maybe we have a different way that we can put our spin on the world. So Azure, as an artist, I felt that this was a good way for her to make a difference. And, you know, she really just wanted to make an impact. And she's donating part of the proceeds to Children of Promise NYC so she can feel like she's doing something other than just benefiting herself.
Tell us what Children of Promise NYC is.
So I'll do half, you do half. So it's an organization, a nonprofit, by one of my mom's friends.
Our mutual friends.
Our mutual friend.
Yeah.
It helps, like, kids with parents who are incarcerated. So it's kind of like a school. It's a combination of
after school
sports, mm-hmm. like music,
counseling.
You know, good.
Because
it helps
nobody
children
provides
for
those kids when their parents are incarcerated. No agencies, outside agencies. So our friend Sharon Content started this organization. I've always thought, wow, she left a Wall Street job to do something for people who she had never met before. And I always think to myself, well, I want to leave an impact like that. I want to be a part of that. And so Azure's been there and done some things with the organization, and we just felt that it was the right move to partner with them in that way.
You know, you speak about, and I love, and so you guys, you can support Azure and Nandi by purchasing Lily Rabbit Eat Your Vegetables. This book talks about a rabbit who's very picky, but this can relate to children as well, who are very picky about their vegetables. What age group would you say this book is for?
As a picture book, I started reading to my kids when they were a few months old. So from my view, a few months old, up until about maybe eight, 9 years old. I mean, my oldest son has Asperger's, and it was awful trying to get him to try new foods. And one of the things I was thinking is that this book might help mothers who had to deal with what I had to deal with, where their kids just refuse to try new foods, and they have stubborn, picky eaters. And that's the kind of thing that might be a 10 or 11 year old even. So we tried to make it humorous in a way that even older kids might enjoy it. And at the very least, parents would enjoy it if they're going to be reading the book over and over to their kids.
I think this is great. I think
Joshua immediately gravitated towards it.
Yeah, Kim's son Joshua, who is
10.
He was sitting here reading the book. before we started. And to support Azure and Nandi and the Children of Promise New York, which is for kids whose parents are incarcerated, you can go to, we have it on our, at the bottom of our screen. Chris, if you can throw that up there, because my behind forgot the name. It's LilyRabbitEnterprises.com. And you can purchase the book. This is a great book for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for little kids, because it's got a lot. I'm telling y'all, it's got so many beautiful pictures in here. Kim, I'm sorry I'm putting it in front of your face. It's got so many really wonderful illustrations, and it's also lessons about eating your vegetables. So,
but you have not let me hold the book yet.
Oh, because I gave you a book. I brought two books.
Where is it? Did Joshua take the book?
Joshua took the book.
Right now, they have to get it on.
Which, by the way, I still haven't paid Azure for the books. So I gotta pay.
My son then took the book.
Joshua took the book.
The website is going live this week.
This is what I want to ask you, Nandi, really quickly. You have three children. You have
children. Yeah, she got. That means she got more than an extra one somewhere.
You have three children, Nandi. You have Azure, my love, Azure. You have Logan, and you have Loring Jr. And
nice name.
I know, they're beautiful names. And what, your son has Asperger's. And so during quarantine, how did you deal with your children being bored and not going to school?
Half the time they were in their rooms on their phone. So, you know, I thought it would be a good time for more family time. I was the only one who seemed to be interested in that. I would get out and go hide in my car sometimes just to have some me time. But this book was a good way for us to bond. We would go into the city sometimes because there was nobody in the city and go on little jaunts in Manhattan and so forth. But, Netflix, getting some programs together. I think, you know, we had trouble connecting like a lot of other people did, but we lived very comfortably. That's why we said, listen, if we can benefit anybody with this book, we've had it so good. We had our air conditioning and we had our Wi-Fi and power and all of that. And everybody was in good health. We had each other. So it was really a time to say, let's just make something come out of this that we can look back and say, remember the summer when we did the first book? And now we're talking about a second book and we're talking about translations. We got a Spanish translation in the works, Korean translation. So, you know, we're just hoping to have something come out of that difficult time that we can look back on with a smile.
And so Azure, now you have coming out, you have a coffee mug coming out.
Yeah.
And you have t-shirts and sweatshirts coming out. What does the coffee mug say? Because I might want to buy one.
Oh, not today.
Kim?
There's two of them.
We got a mug that says, not today. Yes.
Not today. And the other one and what says, else? You are enough.
Oh, and the other mug says, you are enough.
Because we need to hear that more often.
I know you took the kids a lot too. You were talking about the protests. How do you teach your kids activism at such a young age?
Well, the going to the protest was important. I know my youngest son, a lot of times he would be like, okay, is it time to go yet? So, you know, he wasn't really into it. Whereas my oldest son, Lauren, he wanted to go to everyone there was. And this one too, once she went to a few and she felt that energy and she felt like, you know, there's something going on here. She would tell me, I'm coming home from work at 5:00. Monica, we go to Times Square. There's a protest tonight for Black and Asian together, united. I said, I just got home from work. I mean, once they got a taste of it, because they're already on social media and everything, I think that really they wanted to be a part of it, especially with Azure. Because like I said, she almost got us killed in D.C. when we went to the March on Washington. And then we decided to go explore downtown where all the Black Lives Matter Avenue. And then when the tear gas started rolling and people started running and they were going like this, all of a sudden, all my activism started to just go out the window.
Because your child,
she wanted to be a part of it, you know? And I was proud of that, that she and my son, that they wanted to be in that energy and be a part of the movement rather than just sitting back and watching it on TV and on their phones.
I think I want to get a rabbit.
And they know
how hard it is to take care of a rabbit. That's Dexter.
She's
almost a rabbit.
Dexter kind of looks like a rabbit, Azure.
Dexter.
They got the rabbit and the dog up in the screen. we have been outshined by a dog and a rabbit.
I wanted to get, my neighbors had two big rabbits that walked around the house, but they used the litter box. And I was like, maybe I want a rabbit. But okay.
Azure, how many rabbits do you have?
One.
You have one rabbit.
Look at
the mom. Yes. Nadi's like, and no more.
No dogs, nothing like that. Oh, okay.
Well, we thank you for coming on, Nandi and Azure. I'm telling you, Azure, keep smiling. That smile's gonna get you everywhere.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
You have a gorgeous smile. Isn't it? I keep telling Azure, like, she could be, she's so gorgeous.
She has it's the tone of her skin.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, beautiful people.
My Azure, I'm telling you, she's beautiful.
She reminds me of this doll.
She reminds you of a doll?
A doll that I had when I lived in Africa. She was called Sasha. I don't think they make them anymore. Sasha doll. And I'd never seen a live Sasha doll.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to find. Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
Azure, actually, they went to, did you go to Atlanta? They're doing the college tour for HBCUs.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to Fisk University yet?
Oh, you went? Did you guys go visit Fisk?
In Nashville.
No, we only go
just because of Nashville.
Spelman.
Azure, you want to go to an HBCU?
I thought about it. Yeah.
They're all too far from home. She says she wants to stay close to home, which I like that.
Yeah. Oh, but there's got to be an HBCU. What about Hampton?
We've been to Hampton. My mother
tell
closer, yeah.
Tell Azure why.
Let me tell
HBCU
Azure,
is a good idea.
I didn't want to go to an HBCU in the beginning, Azure. I grew up in a mixed neighborhood, and I remember, you know, I had all the white kids, and they were going to Cornell, and I was like, I'm going to Cornell. And my mother said, no, you're not. She said, you're going to Fisk University, where everybody in the family went, and it's going to be better for you. She said, you want to be a big fish in a big sea, or you want to be a big fish in a little sea? I was like, oh, I want to be the big fish in the little sea. But I didn't realize, but it was really good for me, especially a girl. What happened was when I got there, I got to form relationships that I have for a lifetime. It's just what it is. You connect with people that you will know for the rest of your life. At bigger schools, you know, you got to get a clique. It's just different. There is a innate, there is a feeling that you connect. I don't know if you've had this experience yet because you're you know, pretty young, but it's like when you go to a family reunion, even though you ain't met everybody, you feel family. It is the same thing at an HBCU. Mm. And the teachers there will help you with anything. At a different colleges, it's a little different. They got a whole bunch of people in their classroom. At HBCU, the teacher's going to be like, okay, come on by a little later on. I'll set some time, and we're going to make sure you understand this. They're going to be the ones who are going to say, you got to go to a job fair. They're going to be the ones. It's just a different, the sororities and the fraternities and the fun. The time you have at HBCU is completely different from the time that you'll have at a state school. State school is like, to put it this way, this is the difference between going to work every day at a job that's just a job and going to work at a job that you love. For you, it's like going somewhere and being able to draw every single day and do what you love to do. That's a HBCU. The state school is you going somewhere and cleaning up rabbit poop every day. If I could, I know that's a horrible analogy, but.
You had me, but I see what you're saying.
But you see what I'm saying? That's the difference in the HBCU and a state school, but you don't know until you go.
And yes. Then, and I would say, Azure, in an HBCU,
yes,
they really care about you.
Yes.
They want, because it's smaller than a state school, they want to see you succeed. And you have, and you will meet all types of
your
people.
Friendships,
you,
man.
The friendships that are formed are lifelong. And that, so that when you come out, let's say you need a job, you have people that you form relationships
all
with.
All over the world.
All over the world that can help you. And in a state school, you kind of, it's so many people. Sometimes you can get lost in the sauce. But in an HBCU, you will meet people who look like you, who have a lot of money, who don't have a lot of money, but everybody's not the same, but they genuinely will, they want to push you to succeed. So I encourage you and
you can go to excuse me for interrupting you, but you can always go to a HBCU undergrad. And if you really want that experience, you can go to grad school at a state school, you know, but the undergrad experience at HBCU is one that I think that as a African-American young woman would really enjoy. You'll get your best friends and you're going to be straight.
Yes. And I want Azure to join a sorority so I can come. And yes. I want to come to her homecoming.
And you know,
I'm only coming if you go to HBCU.
Okay, let me apologize from the Deltas. You should have been on that line this year.
The Delta line. I've been trying. Look,
another Delta came up to me and was like, why wouldn't you?
I want Azure to be a Delta.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Kim
now
is
what's
a Delta.
Her mama? Are you Greek?
I'm not. My mother was AKA, and I did not do a Greek. I was just trying to pass. I was just trying to get by when I was in college.
Girl, I hear you.
Trying to get
into but now it looks like she be an AKA.
There's still time.
Yeah, still time. Let me explain something. You go with, if you do go to HBCU or even a state school, they all have chapters, but for me in Greek, all my aunts were AKAs, and I have to go with who I feel best with, my sisterhood. And I felt like I wanted to be a Delta, and that's who I went with. And my aunts was mad, but nah.
And that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get, Azure, if you decide to go to HBCU. You'll get sisterhood. You'll get women who genuinely, genuinely love you, which is that's what I have with Nandi. And the group, I met Nandi when she was in Mocha Moms, and I got that. I haven't been in Jersey since 2016, but I always talk to Nandi. And
you just drink water in front of me.
No, I'm not going to drink water, but that's what I'm saying. I get. And so I want to end this with. So think about that really hard, Azure. You'd be great at HBCU.
And if you have any questions, you can always get my number and I'll help you.
And she don't give out a number to nobody. So yes, you can call Kim.
Now your mama can't have my number.
Nandi can call me vis-a-vis you. I want to put the book up again. Lily Rabbit, Eat Your Vegetables. Two Funny Mamas fans, if you would please support Azure and Nandi, in their venture, and they will have their clothing line coming out very, very soon. And the coffee mug, This Is Not Today, and You Are Enough. And it's a great book for your kids, for Thanksgiving, for the holidays. So go to LilyRabbitEnterprises.com. And
the website is not live yet. So they have to get it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com right now. And then
let me say that.
Get it through the website.
We got that website, which you got to make it go live, but you guys can get the book, Lily Rabbit, Eat Your Vegetables, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And please, if you get it from those two sites, leave a review. This is what I want to say. It's really important to leave a review for the book, because then they'll keep promoting the book. If they don't see reviews, then they don't promote the book. It kind of falls down to the end. So if you go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com to get Lily Rabbit, Eat Your Vegetables, leave a review, please. And say Two Funny Mamas, because then when we come with our book, we have a little bit easier. So come back in so I can say I love you to Nandi.
Wait, I let me get some water.
I got a water right here for you. We argue a lot, Azure.
Uh-huh.
I don't have COVID.
But you touched it and we got
so what if I touched it?
Well, you're not supposed to be touching stuff during this COVID period.
We've been together the whole quarantine.
Don't talk like
this. No, it's children. So anyway, get your water. So Nandi, I love you so much.
Nandi, it was a pleasure meeting you.
And Azure, Azure, I love you. Keep smiling, because that smile lights up the world. You're going to change the world with that smile. I'm telling you. We make a lot of money from our smiles.
Hers aren't real. Like
mine, yours aren't real. You going to make some money. We can keep using your creativity and your gift. This is a gift that God gave you of being able to draw. Keep using that gift, because you're going to make people happy. You'll change the world. So we love you guys.
Love you. Miss you.
I did get my degree in art at Fisk University.
She got a degree in art at Fisk. Azure, at Fisk.
What did she get? She got her degree in art.
Oh.
At Fisk.
Talk to her about majors.
Yep. You got to decide on what you want to do. You can do graphic design, whatever. You just got to go with what makes you happy. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we love you both. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Love you.
Thanks for having Thank us.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lily.
Oh, look at the bad guy.
Bye, Lily.
Oh, that's so cute. I want a rabbit.
I want a rabbit too. So happy
Your dog will eat the rabbit.
My dog will eat a rabbit like amazingly.
You have 1,000 rabbits on your street.
And my dog wants to eat them
And
all.
They're all gone. And, because the coyotes have been eating. I never seen so many rabbits in my life. Then all of a sudden I was like, where are the rabbits? Well, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Sorry for our doom and gloom, highs, up, down, lows. We got forgetting it was Thanksgiving. But happy, Thanksgiving, everybody.
Go We're to very Jack.com.
Buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. We also have B-Flat's Hot Flash Rags on there.
Okay.
So purchase the Hot Flash Rags. And please support the book, Azure's book, Lily Rabbit. You can go to LilyRabbitEnterprises.com.
You can get
to
on
see,
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
But you can get the book
right
on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Yes. And leave a review, please. Also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble is Kim's book, The Delusion of Cinderella. I want to also pitch that because that's an erotic fiction with an inspired.
But you know what I forget to do every time? And I keep telling Chris that, Chris, can I please promote my products? Christmas is coming. I need that up every week. Part of
well,
my
why don't we have
commercial.
Why don't we have a segment where we promote your products and stuff that we like?
It should run every. I want it to run every week till Christmas. People need to buy them things. I got to get rid of them.
So do we want your commercial to run after the podcast?
Yeah, let's have the we got the car seat thing and we got the.
Do you have another commercial for something else?
I need to make one for
okay,
the shirts.
Okay, you need to make
we
one.
We have the picture.
Then we will make
the
a commercial.
Don't feed me shirts.
Okay. Those are great shirts. Kim made these T-shirts. That said, don't feed me, because when Joshua was a baby, he was allergic to so much stuff. And so it's a T-shirt that it's with a washable marker. So if you take your kids to school or to the babysitter, it says right on the T-shirt, things that you can't feed the child. Mm-hmm. And you brought it on Ellen.
I did.
And they were selling like hotcakes. But guess what? Kim was the only one sending out the damn onesies. It's robbing people. The kid is five years old now. This is what it's called. It's called Don't Feed. Look at Joshua. That's my baby.
That's how long it's been.
So this shirt is called It's a Don't Feed. And it was you would write the name of the baby or the child in the T-shirt. And you would mark off stuff that they're allergic to. And it's called
Look
Don't Feed.
Don't Feed Joshua. And you put peanuts, da-da-da. And you can get it at Whitley Products.
Because this is the problem. Right Kim, now. You come up with so many great things.
Or
you'll
don't
follow
feed me
through.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say this about the House of Gucci. I know it was something I wanted to say, y'all. So we were supposed to be at the House of Gucci to do the red carpet. We were supposed to be in the car service at 5 o'clock to get there by 6 o'clock. Because Kim.
First of all, I'm not going to let her ruin that. Chris, put
no,
up
no,
the
it's
website.
A funny story. No, no.
Don't,
oh, put the website up.
Don't feed me.org or Whitley
Put the website up.
Store.
I'm going to tell them the story.
Okay, go ahead and tell them the story.
So when you put the website up, please order these T-shirts. We're going to make a commercial. And maybe we can get like a T-shirt to fit Andre and we'll put it on him. So this is, damn, you was big. Look at your face. Oh my, oh good grief.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's what you look at it.
Look at your face.
I just had a baby.
You adopted Joshua.
Oh.
Wow, Kim is lost.
That was funny. That was good. Kim.
What'd you say, Chris?
That was good. That was. I just had a baby.
I know I shouldn't have spoiled it, but everybody else was going. But she adopted Joshua. You lost a lot of weight. You look good.
I didn't know I was that big.
You never do. When you're big, you was like,
why?
Your face is huge.
But why would I have that much hair and be that big?
Because we always like to wear a lot of hair when we have a big face. You were really, I'm not going to say the word.
Wow.
You just lost a lot of weight, Kim. You look amazing. And here's the thing. You've done the work. Like, you don't just sit around. You lost 30 pounds with WW, formerly Weight Watchers. If you want to know more about it, go to WW.com. And I think you can put it on.
/Kim.
/Kim. So they'll know that Kim is actually promoting WW. But you look amazing, Kim.
That's a trip.
That's a trip. That's when you used to be breathing hard all the time. I remember that.
I still breathe hard.
Well, that
so
is
go ahead. Tell me about the premiere and us being late so Chris can go. And I got to go and get this
and get your little tennis lessons.
No, okay. I got to go get Joshua the
okay, I'm going to tell the story real quick. So we're supposed to leave and the car service to be there at 6 because Kim wants to go to the pre-party and do the red carpet. So I get here at 5:05, I think. My assistant, then we found out, because Kim didn't read the paperwork, I did, that you have to have proof of a vaccine and a negative COVID test within 72 hours. Now, I knew that. I have my negative COVID test and my vaccine. Kim didn't realize that because she said, you know I don't read nothing. Yes, we don't. So my assistant had to go pick up a COVID test from CVS for her to take.
Some money for that.
No, you don't owe me money because you tipped the driver.
There's three of them.
Okay, go and keep them all because you might need it. And then, so... Kim and Amy are sitting there. They don't know how to open up the box. They don't know how to read the instructions on how to do the COVID test. So they're both going, Amy's reading the instructions in Spanish. Kim don't have her reading glasses on. I'm sitting there going, we're going to be late. Literally. So they're like, okay, can we move it around? You got to leave it. Kim putting it in her nose, not deep enough. Finally came back negative. We get in the car at close to 6 o'clock. We are in, and it was so much traffic. Then Caroline Ray, who's out there taking tennis lessons, don't invite me. Caroline says, can you pick me up? Now we got to go out the way. And then here's the, this is the thing. I'm not even upset at Caroline. Caroline is on the way. So I say to Kim, where does she live? So Kim gives the address. Amy says to Kim, Caroline doesn't live there anymore. And you know Kim be going off when you disagree with it. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Listen. So I give the driver Caroline's address. My cousin Marcus is meeting us at Caroline's house. He is Ubered to Caroline's house. And I said, Marcus, knock on her door. And I tell Caroline, he's a black man. Open the door so he can sit with you and we're on our way. So we're in traffic running late. Marcus calls us and he's like, I've been in front of this door. Nobody's opening the door. So I tell Caroline, open your door. Caroline's like, there's nobody there. Where is he, Caroline? He's standing there. Kimden gave us the wrong address because Caroline goes, are you in front of 777-82nd? You know, and Kim was like, no.
Can I tell you something?
She gave the wrong address for Caroline.
Marcus is on someone's next door app. Somebody put the ring, the ring
bell.
Yeah,
I'm sure
white neighborhood.
In a white neighborhood with a Gucci scarf on and a suit. I said, and he didn't Uber, so he don't have a car. So Kim goes, well, can you go get him? Can you just go pick him up? It's only 6 streets away, Caroline. So I'm not mad at Caroline at all.
She went and picked him up.
Poor Caroline needed to be in that picture with all of the women. Because much as you put her through. So she had to leave, go pick up my cousin, bring him back. And we had to go get Caroline. We had a good time at the House of Gucci premiere. And thank God when we got there, Lady Gaga was like 2 hours late. So the red carpet was still going on. So we all got to do red carpet. We all got to go to the pre-party.
And we got that popcorn.
And they had popcorn. I didn't have any popcorn. I had grapes. The cheese hurt my stomach. But Kim wanted to go out later, and that's why you need good friends. We would not let Kim go out to eat because she was really hungry. We all went to bed hungry, and that was good.
I came home and ate something.
What did you eat?
I don't know, something bad.
Girl. Oh my goodness. But that is our Thanksgiving story. We want to say thank you to our listeners and viewers. Yes. We really appreciate you guys. We love you more than you could possibly know. We so appreciate you sticking with us on this podcast. So
thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chris. I hope you have a great day because I know you're going to be with your mama.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, Chris. Chris?
Have we been talking on this damn podcast and we lost Chris?
You didn't lose me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Happy Thanksgiving. Had a mute issue. Sorry about that.
Chris don't know what a button is. We just... Nobody's saving us. What happened?
I'm excited for you, Sherry. Safe travels, Kim. Safe travels. And
are you gonna be with your mama?
Yes, I'll be with my family. I'll be with my grandparents, parents, some aunts, some uncles.
You don't want to marry this man.
I do. I have to meet him.
You're gonna come to family party, Kim? What side dish you bring him?
Corn pudding.
Ugh.
I thought that was my nickname you gave me.
You guys, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, see y'all.
mamas. Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.